With Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams. Since midday Saturday, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 in the Radio on the Go broadcast area increased by 163. As of midday today, positive case numbers and recoveries in our broadcast area, according to the Iowa Department of Public Health, are as follows. Cerro Gordo County, 3,221 positive cases with 1,344 recovered. Wright County, 1,138 positive cases with 736 recovered. Harding County, 1,051 positive cases with 468 recovered. Floyd County, 922 positive cases with 476 recovered. Butler County, 891 positive cases with 448 recovered. Hancock County, 791 positive cases with 338 recovered. Grundy County, 770 positive cases with 302 recovered. And Franklin County, 673 positive cases with 397 recovered. Today, the Iowa Department of Public Health's website reported 33 additional COVID-19 deaths in the state since midday Saturday, including 3 additional deaths in Cerro Gordo County. Cerro Gordo County now has 41 COVID-19 deaths since the pandemic began. Over 116,300 recoveries from COVID-19 have been reported in the state to date. With the announcement of top charting country music artist Trace Adkins headlining the 2021 Franklin County Fair Grandstand Entertainment and the continued renovations going on at the Convention Center, the Franklin County Fair Board is preparing for what should be an exciting 2021 fair. Franklin County Fair Board President John Baltus tells Radio on the Go News how the board selected Adkins to headline the 2021 fair.
He was here back in 2003, I believe, and he drew a great crowd and put on a fantastic show. And we have an entertainment committee that works hard. I mean, they work from the day after a fair or even before for the next year's headliners and stuff. But they're a great group of guys and gals that that work to search out some entertainment. And we also work with a variety of attractions are kind of for help, too, as you know, who's available and pricing and stuff like that. So it's an ongoing challenge. You know, being a smaller fair, it's hard to get big-name acts, but it's great to get Trace back.
The Franklin County Fair Convention Center renovations will continue through the winter months, and donations are still being accepted for the project. Balta says come next spring, the convention center will have quite the upgrade.
Coming in from the west side, we'll have a canopy where you can drive under, get out, and drop off people there, some concrete parking. When you go inside, the main bathrooms will be redone with new fixtures in there. Office will be updated and redone. The current bar will be a small meeting room with a little kitchenette in and a single bathroom in there for small business meetings or whatever you'd want to rent it for. And in the main hall, there will be, you know, this new ceiling, new walls, new lighting, new sound system. We're going to try to bring her back up to the 2020 time. And like I said, it's going to be a great facility for people to use.
Tickets for all grandstand shows will go on sale this Friday, Black Friday, at a special holiday price of $35 and will continue through December 31st. Tickets will be on sale at the fair office at franklincountyfair.com or by calling 641-456-2049. Again, franklincountyfair.com or by calling 641-456-2049. During its most recent meeting on November 11th, the Ackley City Council held a public hearing regarding the community development block grant status of funded activities in the city. No public comments were made. It was learned that 3 homes have been completed and another is ready for contract. The city and CDBG will have a minimum of 6 homes being restored within the target neighborhood of the city. In other business, the council received an update on the Ackley Betterment Splash Pad. $48,000 was raised for the splash pad through the Barlow Challenge. The pool betterment is hoping to start the bidding process sometime soon with a start date on the project in the spring. This past week, the Alden School Board toured district facilities and reviewed some potential projects, including the library by reworking space to update it and make it more kid-friendly. The Alden Board looked at the gym floor, which needs to be replaced, and looked at the stage floor, which is not in very good shape. In other business, the Alden School Board was informed that the district's certified enrollment is down 11 students from 1 year ago. During its special meeting last week, the Floyd County Board of Supervisors discussed the latest regarding COVID-19 in the county. Masks are required to be worn when entering the courtrooms and the treasurer's and assessor's office. In other business, the Floyd supervisors went into closed session to discuss strategy with counsel in matters where litigation is imminent with no action taken by the board, and discussed a judicial branch IT system installation sign-off that would replace the conference system in the district courtroom, with the installation process still to be presented to the supervisors. Wednesday night, the Rockwell City Council discussed if the city should consider the possibility of hiring a second police officer. Information presented at the meeting included that by community size, there are guidelines of one officer for every 800 to 900 residents. In addition, it was noted that current Rockwell Police Chief Rick Whitney will at some point leave his job, so having another person ready to go should be planned for. No action was taken by the Rockwell City Council. On Monday, the Rudd-Rockford-Marble Rock School Board held an organizational meeting of the board and held the election of school board president Angie Johnson and vice president Heidi Martson. In other business, the RRMR School Board approved to update the current camera system in the school district in the amount of $60,593.93, and approved the early retirement policies for the 2020-21 school year. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors tomorrow will meet with Scott Sweet from the WHKS engineering firm to provide an update on courthouse repairs and improvements, and will discuss funding of social services for residents. The Hancock County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m. and will be available to the public via electronic means. Tomorrow, the Wright County Board of Supervisors will review the election results of the write-in candidate for the Woolstock Township Trustee. In other business, the board will receive an update from Upper Des Moines Opportunity Incorporated and will discuss property taxes late fees. The Wright County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow beginning at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Clarion and will be available to the public via Zoom. For Radio on the Go News, I'm Mitch Williams.